I'm Chevy, and today let's discuss flooding in West Virginia. Hello, friends. Welcome to the shed. This place is a disaster. How was your weekend? I hope it was good. Tell me in the comments below, because I had a pretty decent weekend. As you can see, I was busy. I installed a pet door, a pet safe pet door, and I installed a Larson storm door this weekend. And so the shop is a complete disaster. Now, usually when I get done with a project, I come home and clean up before I shoot the episode. But this time, I didn't. And I thought, you know what? I've tried really hard to be genuine and honest on the show, so here's genuine and honest. This is what my shop looks like after a project. And in fact, here, let me show you. It's worse than you think. So, what you see here is the normal view. Okay, so this table is currently covered in stuff. The bench back there, same thing. The floor is a complete disaster. And that all comes from putting in this door. I went to Lowe's to pick up a storm door that had a dog door built in, and they were like $260 or something like that. But I had a local home center that had a discount. Well, not a discount, but it was a Larson, a very good brand name storm door for less money. And this pet door separate, which requires you to drill four holes and make some cuts. I thought I had the piece. It's literally like no effort to put a pet door in a storm door and then hanging it. It was like 95 degrees on Saturday, and it took me way longer than I'm proud to admit to put the door in. It was a project. It was a nightmare, and I don't enjoy thinking about it. So this is the mess that was left over. It's done. My dogs now have a free door to get in and out. But it was a fun project. So we did that on Saturday. Sunday, I had to see Alina off to summer camp. She goes to a 4-H camp for a week, and I don't like seeing her go, but I also at the same time know that she's really happy there and she comes out of her shell. So good for her. Today's Monday. Super awesome Monday at work today. I have been battling a particular instruction set for the last major piece of the software that I've been working on before we roll it out to the users. So this is the final bit. And I've been struggling with it for about a month, maybe even a little over a month. I've rewritten it 12 times. I still can't get it to work. I've spent countless hours debugging and studying the problem. I've spent even more hours just doodling on other parts of my code base to bring it up to speed and update it and refactor it. Just trying not to think about the stupid problem. Today, I solved the problem. And I am not afraid to admit it was a really stupid mistake. It was a really stupid mistake that I should have caught way, way, way earlier. And it essentially revolves around, I copied and pasted some code that was pointing to an outdated reference. And so my data that I was pulling from was not current. And that was causing me insane nightmares. It was stupid. When I found the problem, I was just like, I ran upstairs to tell the director, like, it's going to work. By the end of this week, I will have the last major update done, and we can roll this out and breathe a little bit until we start getting bug reports. But anyway, that's all. Okay, so that's me and what's going on in my life. Now, if you've been on the internet at all this past weekend, you've probably heard or seen pictures of West Virginia being underwater. It's a really bad problem right now. I am in the northern part of the state, and up here we're fine. It's the southern half of the state that's in really bad shape. The Kanawha River Valley feeds Charleston, which was our capital, and the whole lower half of the state, it was completely washed out, tore roads, bridges, houses, everything out. There were some videos of a burning house floating down a river. It's a nightmare at the lower half of the state right now, and there are serious relief efforts underway from all around the country. The president's administration has declared three counties in West Virginia federal disasters, which means the federal government will help with cleanup efforts as well as give grants to help people rebuild, that sort of stuff. And the governor has declared 44 of the 55 counties in West Virginia state disasters. So it's a very big issue. And we are expecting more rain tonight. Supposed to be thunderstorms starting anytime now. If that happens, it's going to get worse. And I really hope and pray that everybody in the lower half of this state has found dry land and is currently safe. There are search and rescue efforts underway. They are finding more and more people, and unfortunately more and more bodies as the days go on. I think the last reported number dead was 26. I could be wrong. It's really, really bad right now. I can't recall any flooding like this in the lower half of the state since I've been alive. In 1985, there was a huge flood in the northern half of the state. Essentially, West Virginia is broken into halves by the Appalachian Mountains. The northern half of the state is fed off of the top of these mountains, so the river that flows through my area, where the Tygart Valley watershed, flows north to Pittsburgh and up to the Great Lakes. The other side of the mountain, so that's coming off this side, the other side of the mountains flows south through Virginia and on its way to the ocean, and that's the part right now that's just wrecked. The northern half of the state, we had the floods in 85. We do have some high water right now, but it's not even remotely an issue. Like, it's just a normal high water zone right now. The southern half of the state is... wow. I do have one viewer that I know of in Kanawha County. He's already reported to me that he's okay. That's awesome. I hope that everybody else that hasn't told me they're from the southern half of the state is okay as well. If you're interested in relief efforts, I'll put some links down below. Essentially, the Red Cross and Volunteer WV are allowing people to sign up for volunteers. They do not want people to self-deploy. It's completely irresponsible and dangerous if you just drive to West Virginia and try and help. You're essentially going to make things worse. So I'll put some links down below for places you can go if you want to help. If you need anything that I can provide to you for your help, please let me know. If you need a yard to crash in until you can get down south or whatever, let me know and I will do anything I can to help you. I personally cannot make it down there to help out. I wish that I could, but unfortunately I've got to keep the lights on, and that's just how it works. So I hope that the rainstorms that we were supposed to get tonight pass without event and no more flooding occurs, but it's kind of a scary time right now in the state, not knowing what's going to happen. I think at last count there were still like 32,000 homes without electricity. It's nuts. So please help if you can. Donate to the Red Cross so they can get more relief efforts. Yeah. It's a sad weekend in West Virginia. That's all I got for today. I'm going to clean this mess up before tomorrow's episode, which I haven't planned yet. So it's going to be a busy night in the garage, and it's like 90 degrees in here right now because the door was open all day. Oh well. Catch you guys tomorrow.
Hey, Doc, wait. I want to ask you something.
Today's random fact comes from onlineconversion.com. What temperature are Celsius and Fahrenheit equal? It's one of those cool things most people don't know. They are not parallel events. They actually do cross at both ends. To find the temperature when both are equal, we used to add old algebraic trick and just set Fahrenheit equal to Celsius and solve one of the equations. So the temperature when both Celsius and Fahrenheit scales are the same is negative 40 degrees. That's friggin' cold. Nobody goes outside and checks the thermometer and,